the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So there's a concept in halacha in general. No, it's straight? Normal? Okay. So there's a concept in halacha that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means that if you send someone to steal for you, normally if I make a shliach, can you please go make a get for my wife? So the shliach, it works. He's doing the get, but it counts for the person who sent it. The mishaleach, the one who sent the shliach. Right? Or if I say, I'm making a shliach to go sell my chametz for me. Or I make a shliach to go, marry a woman for me. I make a shliach to go do the bris milah for my son. So all of those things, at the end, the shlichus works, okay? But there's a concept called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So if I send a shliach to go steal for me, then we don't consider that to be shlichus. And the person who's chayiv is the guy who stole, not the one who sent him. So the shlichus doesn't work to go and connect the action back to the sender. But rather, the stealer, the thief, is considered the one who stole. If I send someone, say Baharagis and Efesh, go kill someone for me, the one who's chayiv is the one who killed, not the one who sent him. If I tell someone, go eat chametz for me, he is chayiv, not me. Because Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira. You can't make a shliach for an Aveira. Why not? So the Gemara says, because Divrei Arav, from Mitzia, Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoyman. If the shliach was told by Hashem not to steal, and he was told by you to steal, why is he listening to you over Hashem? He shouldn't listen to you over Hashem. He should listen to Hashem over you. And therefore, it's not considered a shlichus either, because the mishaleach himself doesn't think that the shliach will do it, or for any other variety of reasons. But the point is that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is a rule in Kol HaTar Kula. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that there's an exception to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by Mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is when you misappropriate Hekdesh. When you misappropriate funds of Hekdesh, there's Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So if I send someone and I say, I have a Hekdesh thing over here, can you use it? The one who's chayv is the one who sent him, not the guy who did it. The Rambam says it's the only exception to the rule.
He has to be knowledgeable that what he's doing.
And that's according to the Sma, he has to be knowledgeable what he's doing, because that's when you have the rule of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimim. Okay. So, why are we talking about this now? We're in the middle of Shoimim, we're in the middle of talking about Shlichus Yad. What are you talking about? Why are we getting into this? Because there is the Gemara in the end of Hamafkid and the Gemara in this beginning of the second Kippurik in Kiddushin says that another exception, just move tuckers in the ring. The other exception, maybe you want to squeeze in all the way over there, because just careful with the cord. The other exception to the rule of Divrei of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad is, right, if you're a shomer and you misuse the thing, misuse the item, so then you become a gazlin, and once you become a gazlin, all bets are off, and you're chayv for the entire, for the item, and you're chayv even on oinus or anything that happens. You become a gazlin. So what happens if the shomer told someone else, go use the item? So let's go back to our schnapps case. Right? You give me a bottle of schnapps to watch, and I decide to go bring it to my friend's vart. So I became a gazlin on the item. Once I become a gazlin on the item, I'm chayiv no matter what happens to it. Okay? I no longer have the dispensations of a shomer. What happens if I don't do it myself? I tell someone else, hey, your neighbor's having a fart. You can come over, take the bottle. I never touched the bottle, but I told you, come over, take the bottle. So somebody stole from the owner. Who stole from the owner? So according to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the shliach stole from the owner.
The shliach has to know that it's not...
Correct, but let's say he does. The shliach stole from the owner. But if you say, like the Gemara's mashma in B'mitzia, and the way the simple reading of the Gemara Kedushin, that Me'ila and Shlichus Yad is the only exception to the rule, that by Shlichus Yad there is Shliach L'Dvar Avera, so then it would come out that the Shomer was the one that stole from the owner, not the Mishaleach, not the Shliach. The Mishaleach, the Shomer, the guy who sent him. Because even though normally ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera, but over here Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera would say that the Shomer who sent the person to steal, he's chayiv. And that's a simple reading of the Gemara. That Shlichus Yad is one of the exceptions to the rule. And when it comes to Shlichus Yad, Yesh Shaliach L'Dvar Avera. Okay? And therefore, the Mishaleach, the Shomer, is chayiv. Yeah? So now, there is a halacha here. It's, the booklets are in the closet, though. I don't know, we didn't give them out. It's a sma. It's in Reish Sadi Beis, which in the booklet is on page 47. It's on bottom of page 47. So he says over there like this, Omar. Well, let's just go to page 48, actually. Sifhei, ha-shaleach yad b'pikadon. Someone that's shaleach yad, he misuses a pikadon. Al yadoi oya yad shluchai. He even sends a shliach. Harei zeh gazlan. The guy who sent him is a gazlan. Aye, it's a shliach. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. So we already said that this is one of the exceptions. Harei zeh gazlan v'nischai v'oinsen v'nasis akzeh l'bershusha. He's like a gazlan. Even though he sent a shliach, he didn't do it himself. He's still considered a gazlan. And since he's a gazlan, you say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, and he's a gazlan. Okay?
So even if this happened between sending the guy and
the person
actually making it to that house. In other words, the Amira once he takes it.
So it's not a lack of the fact that I was Peshaya by telling somebody, or like Peshaya instead. Pashtus not, no. So it's only once that person touched it. Once he takes it, yes. So Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera says that Memela, even though Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, usually by Shlichus Yad, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And therefore, if the Shomer told someone, go be Shaleach Yad, now the Shomer is the one that's Chayiv. Azoi is the Mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. So there's a Sma over here, and the Sma, which is on page 48, on the right side column, so he says like this, Uberprisha Kasafti, in the Prisha I wrote, Denira, it would appear to me, this is only true if the shliach himself is not chayiv. What's the case that the shliach is not chayiv? So he brings a few cases. One case is the shliach himself didn't know that it didn't belong to you. Words, I tell the guy, hey, I heard your neighbor is making a vart. If you want, come by and take this bottle. I thought it was yours. Right? I didn't know that when you invited me to come take the bottle to the vart, that you were really watching it for someone else. So you can't blame me. And therefore, what's the rule in general? Remember, we said, why ain't shlech l'dvar avera? Because divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishoyman. If Hashem told you one thing, and the shlech told, and a man tells you something else, you should listen to Hashem. But here, I wasn't disobeying what Hashem told me. I had no idea that I was stealing. And therefore, in that case, that would be called... the shliach didn't do anything wrong, and therefore there is shlichus, and it goes to the mishaleach. Oy she'ena bar chiyuva, or maybe he's a goy or a katan or something. Oy she'en l'mal shalem, or the shliach doesn't have what to pay with. He has no money. And therefore the mishaleach is chayiv. That's the sma. So the entire world, makshin ha'olam, the entire world, from the Shach brings the Kasha from his father, and the Ketzoyz, the Nasi, everybody that ever talked about the Sugya says the Sma is Fakert from two open Gemaras. The Gemara says that Shlichus Yad is one of the exceptions of the rule, and by Shlichus Yad we say, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means that even if the guy did know that he was stealing, and even if the guy had money to pay, what's the difference? The bottom line is that he's a Shliach of the Shoimer. If he's a Shliach, then no matter what happens, the Shoimer should be Chayev. Not the Shliach. Right? Because Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So, if Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira says that who's Chayev? The guy who sent him. So why is the Sma saying the only time the guy who sent him is Chayev is when the Shliach can't pay, or when the Shliach didn't know he was doing an Aveira? No, that would be if we go, that's according to the rules of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But we hold that Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is the only exception with Me'ilah, that Ein Shliach, that even though Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira usually hears Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and therefore, the shliach is a shliach of the mishaleach, of the shomer, and the shomer is chayev. What?
Why went in? It's still been a ma'aseh of the neighbor. So it doesn't matter if he knows it or he doesn't know it, or if he can't apply to be a rab, to be a talmid, it's all on the shomer.
What do you mean? If you hold Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, let's say I told you, the idea is like this. Let's say there would be a concept of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and I would send you to go steal something. And send, go steal that phone from him. You please go send, go steal that phone from him. Who's Chayev? If you hold Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Normally, the guy, I would be Chayev, not you, because you're my Shliach. So if you're my Shliach, you're not Chayev, I'm Chayev, right? So if there's a concept of shlichus, shlichus means that you're acting, you're my proxy, you're acting on my behalf. So if you consider that you're my proxy to do the mice of Geneva, so you stole it from me. So if you stole it from me, I'm chayv, not you. It's not that there was no two mice exhalas over here. Only one person stole, not two. You have to figure out who did it. The Torah considers shlichus to be considered that you're acting on behalf of the person who sent you. So you're a proxy. You're the one acting on behalf of that person. Right? There's no two gnevas here. So Frek the Velt on the Sma, that since the Gemara in Kedushin, and the Gemara B'Metzia says that by Shlichus Yad, Yesh Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira, so in every case, the person who should be Chayev is the Shomer. So if I call up the guy and say, hey, come over and take the bottle, and I'm the Shomer, I'm Chayev, not the guy who came over, even if the guy who came over knew that it wasn't mine. What's the difference? He's still acting as a Shliach. So the Shema is Tamua Ad Me'oid. He's Keneged open Gemaras. The open Gemaras say not like the Shema.
The Gemara is saying that he's also Chayev, or the Gemara is saying that he is primary Chayev? If you hold Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, it's going to be that they're both Chayev. It's like a Nara can put Hiva Aviyah from a Kabbalah Kedushah.
So by Me'ilah it's not like that. By Me'ilah we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and only the Meshaleach is Chayev, not the Shliach. You don't say that there are two Me'ilahs here. Right?
If you're Me'ilah, you may not think
about
whether you know you're doing
Me'ilah. Well, no, it doesn't, because Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Where does it make a difference if you know or not is on the, is where Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira.
Right. So we're talking Me'ilah is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira.
No, Me'ilah is Me'ilah is the only exception, that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira.
Right. Okay, so.
But let's say Stamazoy, a different case. I told you to go and be mazik him. So Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, only the mazik is chayv, not the mishaleach. So this is the question on the Sma. So we're going to say over the shach, and we're going to say over the ktsois, and we'll say over the nesivus. And the ktsois is really, really geshmak. We had a very geshmak time learning the ktsois yesterday, preparing it. It's a very geshmak of ktsois, very logical as well. So let's go in order. So the Shach's answer is, you'll notice it's a long Shach. The Shach's answer is something along the lines of what David is saying, which at first glance doesn't make sense, the same way I told David that what he said doesn't make sense. Which is that that the Shach says that the chiddush of the Gemara that yesh shliach l'dvar aver b'shlichus yad is coming to add on the chiyuv of the shaliach, of the shomer, of the mishaleach. But it's not coming to take away that the shliach is also chayiv. The shliach did geneva. He stole. He came and took the bottle that was not his, and he knew it wasn't his, and he knew it wasn't mine. I invited him over to come take it, but he knew that he was taking it without permission from the owner. So therefore, of course the shomer is... Of course, the shaliach, the guy who stole, is chayiv. That's for sure. The chiddush of yesh shliach l'dvar aver is that we're also going to make the mishaleach chayiv. So therefore, says the Sma, where is it important to know that the mishaleach is also chayiv? If the shliach has no money. That's what the Sma means. If the shliach has no money, you should know the mishaleach is also chayiv. Or if the shliach is a goy or a katan, so he has no money, you're not going to go after him. So you can go after the mishaleach. Or in a case where the shaliach didn't know he was doing anything wrong, you could go after the mishaleach. But we're never taking away the chiyuv of the shaliach. Because the shaliach, l'maisa, did a maisa geneva. Now the problem with that is it's very shver. Because like we said, why? If you hold yesh shaliach d'varver, only the way the nesivus asks the question, when you steal something, the way the mechanics of stealing works is you make a kinyan in the item. You took it away from the owner and it became in the reshus of the ganiv. So answer me one simple question. In whose reshus is the item? It can't be in two people's reshus. So who did the ganeva? And where is it now? It's no longer by the owner. It's no longer by the owner because someone stole it. Who? Who stole it? Answer the question. Well, you can go him if you want. You can go him if you want. He has money. Well, answer the question. Where, under whose jurisdiction is the item? If you hold that he's a shliach, so it's by the shomer. If you hold he's not a shliach, it's by the ganiv. But it's not by two people. So what exactly is the shach saying over here? So the ktsois says a gavaldika chiddush. The ktsois says as follows. The ktsois says, let's take, and there's another example the Gemara says. There's one more case that the Gemara says. You know that if you steal something, if you steal a cow or a sheep, and then you shecht it, not only do you have to pay for the sheep, not only do you have to pay kefel, you even have to pay arba v'chamisha. You have to pay four or five times the animal if you shechted the animal. Tvichu mechira. If you shechted the animal, you have to pay four or five times the amount. Because not only did you steal the thing, your mamash went that far, you went and shechted it and served it at your yom tif meal, your lamb chops, something that's mamash. Whatever. So you have to pay four or five times the amount. So here's the question. Is that whole parsha that if you shecht something, you have to pay four or five times the amount, only talking about if a shoychet stole? Lemaisa, only a shoychet. If you steal, you're up the creek for it. But I'm not a shoychet. So ein shliach l'dvar avera. So now, I'll give it to a shaykhet to shecht. And now, the shaykhet's not going to be chayv because he didn't steal it. I'm not going to be chayv because I didn't shecht it. So most cases, it's not even shaykh the whole thing about paying four or five times if you shechted it. You hear the question?
How many
shaykhs
are stealing?
Right? It's like you were saying. The kasav law, you have to write a get. So only soifrim can get divorced? If you're not soifrim, you have to stay married? Can't get divorced, because, right? So what is the Torah saying over here that there's a parsha of tvicha mechira? Only if you're a shaykhet, it's shaykh? No, so you say, well, if I hire the shaykhet, he's my shliach. Yeah, but ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So...
They're an avera once you already have it?
Yeah, obviously you're making it further away from the owner, because now you can't return it to him. So the Gemara says this is one of the examples of ain't shliach l'dvar avera. Yeah, but it's al shlichus. So the Ketzos explains that there's certain things that you don't technically need shlichus for. Shlichus is a very technical idea that I can empower you with the power that I have. It's a very technical idea. There's some things that do not require physical shlichus. The concept is that if it was done on my behalf, it's considered that I did it. Let me give an example. Let's say there's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. Right? Now, I want to return a lost item. I found an item. I found it. I want to go return it. I'm going to go put it in the mail. Who's going to return it in the mail? The post office, the postman. The postman is not Jewish, right? So the postman is not Jewish, so now he can't be my shaliach, because you can only make a Jewish person your shaliach. So was I mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Veda or no? Did I fulfill the mitzvah or not? I returned it to him. I put it in the mail. But Lamaisa, technically speaking, there's no shlichus. So was I mekayim by putting the lost item in the mail? Was I mekayim Hashavas Veda or no? I got it back to him. But technically, there was no shliach, right? Because to be a shliach, you have to be a Jew. So you can't be my shliach. The answer is, the Baruch Ber says, the answer is because the mitzvah doesn't require you technically to do it. The point is, you took responsibility to get it back to him. So even without shlichus, it's true. Because Lamaisa, you got it back to him. So here's the same thing. If I took the shor and I shechted it, I had it shechted on my behalf, even without technical shlichus, I'm still chayev. Because it was done on my behalf. Okay? That's the Ketzois says over here. So it says the Ketzois, very Geshmak HaSvara, which is, if I'm a Shomer, and I call up my friend, and I say, hey, your neighbor's having a Vart. You want to come over and take the bottle? And I don't touch it. Actually, I'm not even home. He comes in, takes it, and leaves. So I technically did not involve myself in the stealing from the owner. I'm the shomer. I was not even home. Yeah, but one second. What's your responsibility to the shomer? As a shomer, what's your responsibility to the owner? To watch the item. Make sure people don't take it. By you inviting someone over and telling them, hey, here, can you come take the bottle? Then you yourself are pesheya in your shmira. It's a pshia in your own shmira by this that you let him come do it. So you don't have to come on to technical shlichus. That, you're copying what I'm saying?
But then you pay from the shas, the shia, you pay from that, that'll be enough gemira. Because if it's because you're pesheh, then you're going to pay from the beginning. But if it's because of your ganef, so then the shaleach yad, so then you're going to have to pay from the shas, the shlichus yad.
Very simple. So the pshat is that sometimes you don't need technical shlichus. Technical shlichus is for some certain cases, but certain cases don't require technical shlichus. It's the fact that it was being done on your behalf or for you that's what requires. That's when you have to do shlichus, right? So now, right. Exactly. So now the mere fact that I told somebody, the mere fact, Menashe, this doesn't happen to everybody. The mere fact that I told someone, hey, come take the bottle, that makes me a poisheya in my shmira. I'm no longer a valid shomer because I'm not watching the item properly if I'm allowing someone else to go ahead and use it. And Mamela, that's what the Ketzos wants to say. That there's, now, you'll ask me, so let's work out the Sma now. So it comes out that David suggested that perhaps if I send a Shliach to go do the Shlichus Yad, maybe we're both Chayim. And my answer to him was, you can't say two people stole if only one Geneva happened. Only one Geneva happened, you can't say two people stole, right? So now, the answer is that maybe one person was Peshaya and one person stole. Let's take, for example, I'm a Shomer Sachar. If I'm a Shomer Sachar, I'm Chayiv if someone steals it. And Taka, someone steals it. So who's Chayiv? The Shomer or the Ganiv? Well, the answer is whoever the guy can get the money from, that's where he's going to get the money from. If you can find the Ganiv, you'll go to the Ganiv. If you can't find the Ganiv, go to the Shomer. Right? So if one person stole and one person was Peshaya, they're both Chayiv to the owner, but they're only going to collect once. So essentially, what the Ketzos wants to say is that over here, what's going on is that the Shomer, by allowing someone else or inviting someone else to steal it, so now he becomes Poshea on the Shmira, so he's Chayiv, and the Ganav stole, so he's Chayiv. But really, 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 completely right. But what the unbelievable, like when we learned this, Moshe said, what's unbelievable is it's faket from the Gemara. The Gemara Lamaisa says that Shlichus Yad is one of the exceptions of the rule that there is Shlech L'Dvarvei. That's how you read the Gemara. That's how every person who ever read the Gemara, from the time that the Gemara was written until the Ktzois, read it. The Ktzois says, he's bringing it down from the Ma'arit, which is one of the Rishonim, from the times of the Beis Yosef. He says that's not what the Gemara means. It just means it's an example that you could also get to Chiyuv. It's an example that you could also get to Chiyuv, but without Shlichus. That's what the Gemara Gufa means that.
Even if he didn't know.
So now let's get to the three examples that the Sma gives. The Sma says, why is it important for us to know that you could go after the Shomer? I'll go after the Ganiv. Why is it important for me to know that I can go after the Shomer? So the Sma says three examples. Because one is an example when the Shliach, when the guy who stole didn't know. Oh, so what happens if the guy who stole didn't know? So the guy who stole didn't know, so then there's shlichus, and then he's not chayiv at all. You're right. If he didn't know, then there's going to be regular shlichus, because you know what? If I tell someone to go, the example the Gemara gives is, let's say I tell someone to go cut off someone else's payas, but they don't know that they're not allowed to, then the guy who sent it would be chayiv, not the barber. So same idea. So that's one case of the shach. Good. So checked off that case. Next case. Well, yeah, fine, but the point is, he's chayv money, money's money. Yeah, he's chayv for two reasons. Next reason is, let's say he has no money. This is very important for me to know, that even though he has no money, I could still go after the shomer for being pesheya. Now, the third answer he says is, let's say the person who I told is not shaykh to the parasha. He's a goy, a katan, or a chershat, a katan, or a goy. So you can't go after him. You can also go after the owner, after the shomer, for being pesheya. But outside those cases, really, you could always go after the shliach because he's a ganav, or you go after the shomer for being a pesheya. That's the point. Now, this entire choice.
That's saying that only if I can, then I can go after the shliach. Should be that I go straight to the shomer, not the shliach. Go straight to the shomer. I don't have to.
It's true.
Yes,
you could. But the point is,
so why should the Sma say you can't afford it? You should go after the shomer.
You're saying, what's the nafkamina of knowing you go after the shomer? You're going to get your money back from the guy anyway. So the Sma saying these three nafkaminas is good to know.
No, but the Sma says only if you can't get it.
The Sma is if you can't get it from the
secondary. He seems to imply primary responsibility. It goes to
the one who stole it, not the shomer. It should be the shomer. He's saying he means both. Yeah, he was busy with this yesterday. They're trying to apply legal terminology for this. Let them fight it out. So the problem is the following. Here's the real problem. The problem is that didn't we learn in the last few weeks that Shlichus Yad is not Gzela? Because there's a case of Shlichus Yad that's a Chiddush. What's the case? The case is that, let's say I come with the bottle, and I tell you, hey, come over. You could take the bottle. Fine, so then I made your Shlich to steal. But let's say I told you, come, take the bottle to the Vart. You and the Baal Simcha can have a L'chaim. Take 2 ounces, and then bring it back. So you stole the whole bottle, al menas l'chaser, 2 ounces. So on Hilchos Geneva, you're only chayiv on the 2 ounces. But it's only Hilchos Shlichus Yad that you're chayiv on the whole thing. So really, the whole Shtikot Torah is missing. Because Shlichus Yad is the responsibility of a shomer when he violates his shmira. So he's chayiv on the whole barrel. But the ganav is really only chayiv on the 2 ounces that he took it to steal.
Only if he knew.
Yeah. So Lamaisa, to say that really there's no shlichus, but he's chayev al tgeneva, is not so accurate, because if he's not a shliach, you can only be mechayev him for the 2 ounces that he actually stole. So this is a little bit of a problem. So I'll just read you the ketzos. He says like this. You don't have it in there. So he says, Hayotze mizel ledina comes out la'alocha shim sholach yad v'miktas v'yikbia v'loynotam imenu loynase gazan al kule ele v'chavis David Bosses. No. Sorry. That's basically his question. Like, it's not going to work in every case. Okay. Now, by the way, very interesting. Okay. Now,
makes him not clear whether or not the person who did it knows that he's stealing.
Yes, that's the first example. That's the first thing. Look at the Sma, the very first line of the Sma. Not the first line, the first time when he says the three examples.
Right.
The first example is the Yada.
Right, but on the next two, meaning,
so the first example is if he didn't know, then he's a complete shliach of the shoymer, only the shoymer's chayv.
So the other one who's going on, if he didn't know, he doesn't have the money?
And then if he didn't know, he doesn't have the money, yeah. Or he's not a barchiv. So by the way, this entire ketzos that we've been spending time on now is literally summed up in one line of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Kedarkoi. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says on page 48, David, listen to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He says like this, Oish Aide Shluchai, if you sent a Shliach, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, V'im Omer Lenochri Lishloyach Yad, what if I told a guy to take it? I told the guy to go and do Shluchas Yad. Yeshlema the Chayev, I am Chayev. How could I be Chayev? There's no Shluchas to a guy. It's only no shlichus. That alone that I told him to do it, it's a pshia on my part. So it's not no shlichus. That alone that I told the guy to do it will also make me chayev. So we're not trying to, usually shlichus is, I'm associating that which he did to me. No. Here, the permission that I gave to him, that alone makes it that I'm already chayev. That's the chiddush of this shikol. The Nesivos gives a different answer, but now we want to say a very geshmak nafkamina to answer Shver Rambam with this. Well,
so again, if you stole the animal, I told him just take this animal, and he does it, he gets shechted.
If I stole it, and I told you, if I stole it, and then I tell you, if I stole it,
no, I told you, I'm watching the sheep, I said, go ahead and take the sheep, right, and go ahead and make it for the fork that's going next door, and he goes and he shacks it, and I say again, make it up for him, and I was watching it.
You're chayav al tshia.
Right, so I'm not chayav all the time.
No.
That's right.
And I chayav all the time.
That's not going to be enough. But he's chayav.
He's not, right. He's
chayav.
Right. Well, if I'm a pesher, then I check. I'm a summon, not chayav on a geneva, on a dog. Hey. The same guy's not a ganav either. He's a kaz. Whatever. Okay, you have to work it out. He's chayav. And there's differences. It's only if you steal.
That's only if you steal.
Right.
So he tells himself to go out and take the sheep, and he goes and he shafts it. So that's his problem.
Right.
I was going to steal.
Now, here's, let's say another nafkamina, major nafkamina.
You know what concept of an accomplice?
You have to be very very technical. Are you a shliach or you're not a shliach?
Two people can break into a house and steal something. One person carries it out, the other person's pocket.
Right. Yeah, you gotta be very technical. Nine people, you know, hit the table and then the tenth guy comes, breaks it, only he's chayev, maybe. But now the ketzos says a gavaldik nafkamina. Nafkamina is like this. He says that There's a concept of yesh. If you learn the Gemara literally, before the Ketzoyis whole pshat. So if you learn the Gemara literally, then we say that yesh shaliach l'tvar avera. If I stole something and I send you to go shecht it, if I send you to go shecht it, you're a shliach of me, and yesh shliach l'tvar avera, and therefore I'm chayv dalad behe. Let's say I went ahead and I told him, you go shecht it on Shabbos. So now you're doing two averas. One is you're shechting a stolen animal, and second of all, you're shechting on Shabbos. Now, even though yesh shliach l'dvar avera legabe the chiddush, you're not allowed to shecht a stolen animal, but legabe shechting on Shabbos is no chiddush of yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So on that, you would say ain't shliach l'dvar avera now, and divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishaymin again, because now you shouldn't have shechted it on Shabbos. So what happens if I tell the guy, go shecht it on Shabbos? So l'chayr, you lose the halacha of ein shlech of yesh shlech dvar ve'er of the gzeres hakasev, and memela the ganav is not chayv dalav hay anymore. He's not chayv four or five times, because now you can't say anymore that the guy who shechted it did it as a shliach of the owner. But the Rambam says you are chayv, even if you told him to shecht on Shabbos. So everyone's like, what's going on with the Rambam? So Zoktik Sois, according to the Shtigal Torah, it's Gavaldik, because I don't need shlichus for this. It makes no difference if you're my shlich or not. The point is, I had you shechted. So Eina Chanami, even on Tzvich HaMechir, there's no chiddush of Yesh Shlech Advar Veir. It's just the fact is that I told you to shecht it for me. So if I tell you to do me Elon Shabbos, you're not my shlech. When I tell you to do Tzvich on Shabbos, you're chayiv, because when I was at the end, I told you to go ahead and in the case of Pshia, I'm Pshia. In the case of Dalar Mehe, I had it shechted on my behalf. It doesn't need shlichus, technically. It's just that alone that I had it shechted is what's mechayiv. Right? Even if I'm not a shoichet. It could be even technically, I don't know. You have to know, it has to be a shechita roila. Yeah. The ganav is chayiv. Because even though it's not technically shlichus, because it happened on Shabbos, but you don't need technical shlichus. You just need that. The fact is that I had it checked on my behalf on Shabbos.
So what's the word you need technical shlichus in mind? What is that klal?
What's the klal? I don't know. You need a
sense on a lot.
It's a little bit of common. The question: there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, right? Things like that. There's a mitzvah to build a fence on top of your roof, a makkah. So can you hire a guy to build it for you, or if you? Okay, so if you're
more of a zakana, you have the Jews to build it.
What?
Why not?
No, so maybe not, because it's a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, maybe you need to have a shlichus, and a goy cannot be your shliach. So am I fulfilling the mitzvah if I hire a goy?
I would think so.
Okay, so my point is, because it's not there's no kedusha, you have to go in the mikvah before you go build a fence. The point is, okay, but the point is, it's having the fence up there. So as a matter of fact, you tell the guy, listen to me, I'm hiring you to do it, but before you put in the last nail, you call me, please. Why? He comes, and right before he puts in the last nail, you make a bracha, and he bolts in the nail.
Or like a sukkah,
same thing. See, I'm saying, so.
Not like putting up a mezuzah.
Right? Yes, I'm saying, there's no inherent like kedusha to the thing. The idea is, Baruch Barah says that the idea is by mitzvahs at least, there are some mitzvahs that the mitzvah is the ma'isa mitzvah, going through the action, and some mitzvah is the mitzvah is having it get done. Right? Hashem Saveda, the point is that guy should get back his lost item. Who cares how you did it? Right? So, if it's result-based versus action-based. So by a virus, you have the same idea. The point is, it's a result that I benefited through a shechita on a stolen item. That's what's mechayim, dalav hay. That's the main point. And same thing with shlichus yad. If I'm a shoyim,
the dal hay is
like,
you went so far as to
check. Right, but it doesn't have to be that I shechted it. I went so far to have it shechted on my behalf. So even if there's no technical shlichus. Okay, so that's basically the chiddush here. So we learned it's just a gishmak ha-ketzois, because basically he sums up that this whole part of shlichus, when it comes to shlichus yad, is really not shlichus. It's just that it's more pshia related. And therefore, if you're a shomer, just bottom line what we should take out of this sif, if you're a shomer and you call over a guy to come and use it, you're chayiv, because that's a negligence in your own personal shmir. Okay? That's how he's learning this sif. And that's the chiddush of the sif, alright? Okay.